But now, time for our weekly report from Parliament.
Kia ora. Ko Daniela Moa te koksaho. Nau mai ki te whare, welcome to the House. Most of what we see of MPs in the House is debate, normally on a bill or on the government's performance. But before they get stuck into their arguments, they first have to agree what to debate.
Well, Mr. Speaker, I move that urgency be accorded to...
I move that this House acknowledge and recognise...
Mr. Speaker, I move that this House express its sorrow at the death of...
I move that the greater...
Mr. Speaker, I move that the electoral...
Would some honourable member care to move that the House take note of Ms. Elena's...
To get the debate going on a topic, an MP has to move a motion, effectively saying, I think we should talk about this. This is common before a debate on legislation, but motions can also be moved for different reasons.
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, I seek leave to move a motion without notice relating to the tragic death of Constable Matthew Hunt.
There's a fair amount of Parliament language being used here. First, the Prime Minister seeks leave, which is asking for permission to interrupt the plan to do something else. Some motions are written on the parliamentary to-do list called the order paper, and this gives MPs time to figure out if they want to support it. Others are given without notice, and so the MP has to ask their colleagues if it's okay to talk about it now. That's why the Speaker says this.
Is there any objection to that course of action being taken, or appears to be none?
The next step is for the MP to say what they're asking the House to do.
Right, Mr. Speaker, I move that this House express its sorrow at the death of serving police officer Constable Matthew Hunt of Waitemata Police, who died after sustaining fatal gunshot wounds in Massey on Friday, that it express its sympathies to his fellow officer who was wounded during the same incident, and it acknowledged the commitment and professionalism of his colleagues and the investigation team who responded quickly to apprehend the alleged offenders.
Motions are sometimes debated, which gives other MPs an opportunity to share their thoughts. The MP moving the motion usually speaks first. In this case, it's the Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern.
Mr. Speaker, the plaques on the walls around this chamber tell a story of sacrifice. They tell a story of those who lost their lives in service of this country. 28-year-old Constable Matthew Dennis Hunt was also killed serving New Zealand.
In between, the Speaker will remind MPs of what they're debating and then call the next person to speak. National MP Mike Mitchell took a call for his party.
On Friday evening, I had the privilege of joining Matt Setchen, friends and colleagues who came together to support one another and talk through the tragedy that had unfolded earlier that day. The stories and memories of Matt had a common theme. He was a deeply kind young man, and no one could recount a time when Matt had a bad word for anyone. He was known for his calm and considerate approach to his policing.
These types of motions of condolences are a way for MPs to officially record their sympathies. New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters spoke on behalf of his party.
An appalling tragedy, Constable Hunt's death demonstrates the risk that police officers face every day. We're also reminded of the 32 New Zealand police officers who fell before him. That is a sobering glimpse into the dangers that our law officers face whilst maintaining the safety of all New Zealanders.
And for the Green Party, co-leader James Shaw.
When our police officers answer a call, they never do it alone. Their family and their friends answer the call too, for they share in the risk that their loved ones take every day to keep New Zealand safe for all of us. The call that Constable Hunt answered on Friday would, I'm sure, have sounded a lot like other calls that he and his colleagues had answered many times before. But what happened is a heartbreaking reminder that whatever the call, the life of a police officer, a loved one, a friend, a colleague can be taken away at any moment.
After the last speaker, the MPs have to vote on whether or not to agree to the motion. In this case, they're voting to express their sorrow at the death of Constable Hunt and to log it on the official parliamentary records.
The question is that the motion be agreed to. Those at that opinion will say aye.
Aye.
To the contrary, no, the ayes have it.
National MP Melissa Lee was allowed to move a motion without notice or debate to acknowledge an historic event.
I move that this House acknowledge and recognise the 70th anniversary of the Korean War outbreak, and that this House further acknowledges 6,000 Kiwi service personnel who served in the cause of Korea's freedom, and the 47 who never returned home to their families, and thank our Korean War veterans for their valiant service.
The question is that the motion be agreed to. Those of that opinion will say aye.
Aye.
To the contrary, no. The ayes have it.
Some motions are more procedural.
The Honourable Chris Hipkins.
Mr Speaker, I move Government notice of motion number one in my name relating to the sessional order regarding the COVID-19 Public Health Response Act 2020.
In early May, the COVID-19 Public Health Response Act was passed. It gives the government some wide-ranging powers to suppress COVID-19, including the ability for the Minister of Health or Director General of Health to restrict travel, require people to isolate or to be tested. But MPs agree that any orders like this should be subject to review. Here's Mr Hipkins to explain.
These powers are exceptional, and it's important that the processes are put in place to allow Parliament to exercise its responsibility to scrutinise the Executive by putting in place a sessional order that describes the process that will take place as Parliament does that.
The job of reviewing the orders will fall on one of the lesser-known select committees, which will have to work within a tighter-than-usual timeframe. Select committees are smaller groups of cross-party MPs who are tasked with looking at things like legislation or hearing the views of the public. National MP Michael Woodhouse says he's confident this committee is up to the job.
These are departures from the current standing orders for the reporting back, but they are appropriate. And we have had very good examples of where a quite detailed scrutiny of things passed necessarily quickly can still nevertheless be done, and I have every confidence that the Regulations Review Committee will do that.
Another motion from the Leader of the House, Chris Hipkins, this week has messed with time and created a Wednesday that will last more than 50 hours. Here's the motion first.
The Honourable Chris Hipkins.
Mr Speaker, this may take a while. Mr Speaker, I move that urgency be accorded to the remaining stages of the Appropriation 2019-20 Supplementary Estimates Bill, the Impress Supply First for 2020-21 Bill, the Electoral Registration of Sentenced Prisoners Amendment Bill, the Greater Christchurch Regeneration...
Parliament is a place of rules, and many of those rules are designed so the government can be held to account. This includes a rule that a bill cannot be put through more than one stage per sitting day. So, for example, a first and second reading debate wouldn't happen right after one another. There is usually time in between for MPs to familiarise themselves with any changes to the legislation or for a select committee process to take place, a process which can take about 6 months. Urgency is a government tool which allows them to work through things more quickly, partly by getting rid of the one stage per day rule and also by extending the hours MPs are in the House. Here's the Leader of the House, Chris Hipkins, to explain.
By moving urgency, we'll sit as normal through till 10 o'clock on Wednesday night, but then we come back on Thursday morning and we sit from 9 a.m. till midnight on Thursday and on Friday, just with an hour for lunch and an hour for dinner on each of those days. And that means that we can work through a lot more legislation than we typically would in a sitting week.
A quirk of Parliament is that the calendar won't change from Wednesday until they're done sitting under urgency. And because it messes with the normal flow of things, a minister moving for urgency has to give some reasons as to why it's necessary.
Mr Speaker, the restrictions placed on the House while we were at COVID-19 alert levels 3 and 4 resulted in a very significant reduction in the number of hours available to the government to progress its legislative programme. And that has caused delays to many of the bills that I have just mentioned. With the House soon to be out of action again for a couple of months during the campaign, there is a need to ensure that much of the legislation on the order paper is progressed without any further delay.
There were bills that were introduced and passed quickly shortly after the lockdown to deal with COVID-19 related issues. But Mr Hipkins says the main reason for urgency in this instance is to try and make up for lost time.
It's important to note that for the vast majority of these bills that I've put forward for this urgency motion, the process is in no way being truncated. The effect of the urgency motion is simply to extend the number of hours that Parliament is sitting. The areas of New Zealand life that are covered by these bills...
Order. I think the member's required to give brief reasons. He's done that.
Oh, fair enough then.
The MPs voted on whether or not urgency should be granted, with National and Jamie Lee Ross opposed. But as the government has majority support, the motion was agreed to, and the MPs have been putting in extra hours to work through legislation. Here are some snippets of the bills they've worked on.
I move that the Greater Christchurch Regeneration Amendment Bill be now read a third time. I've made it very clear that I'm committed to this transition back to local leadership in regeneration in Greater Christchurch, and for that reason I am so pleased to be standing here in this House today for this third reading of the bill.
early repeal of the section. The
question is that the motion be agreed to. I call Zhang Yan.
Yeah, Madam Speaker, any act has its purpose. And this act, the Greater Christchurch Regeneration Act, has its purpose. It's no exception. Now, passed in April 2016, the Act itself was trying to resolve or help resolve some long-term issues facing Christchurch after the earthquakes.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the Electoral Registration of Sentenced Prisoners Amendment Bill be now read a third time. Mr. Speaker, I'm pleased that this bill will now very soon become law. This is long overdue.
Hear, hear.
The law that this bill seeks to change is a law that should never have changed in 2010 the way that it did. It was a nasty, insidious little thing. It does nothing about prisoners.
Chair.
The question is that the motion be agreed to. The Honourable Dr. Nick Smith.
Madam Chair, this bill is bad law, it's bad process, and it's bad principles. And the Minister...
Madam Speaker.
I call the Honourable, the Right Honourable Winston Peters.
I move that the Racing Industry Bill be read a third time. This bill empowers the industry to shape its own destiny. The TAB, that's TABNZ, will be the sole betting operator for racing and sports. The three racing codes will have greater responsibility for future growth of their respective areas. Racing New Zealand will be a forum for collaboration on behalf of the codes and other industry organisations. And updated...
The question is that the motion be agreed to. I call Ian McKelvey.
It's a great pleasure to stand here and speak at the third reading of what's for the racing industry a long-awaited racing industry bill. The second of the bills brought about to reform the governance, the overseas gaming operations, the ability to operate, of the TAB to operate in New Zealand, the Racing Integrity Board, and the three codes in New Zealand, Thoroughbred Harness and the Greyhounds.
A total of 21 bills were listed for MPs to work on under urgency in an attempt to make up for about 50 hours lost due to the COVID lockdown and restricted sittings shortly after. There are just three more sitting weeks remaining on the calendar for the government to get through the last of its to-do list before Parliament dissolves ahead of the general election in September. I te whakarongo koe ki te whare. You've been listening to The House. He hōtake e puaki nā tētahi pūtea āwhina nō mai I te pārimata. Mā te wā.